It's time now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, good.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Atlantic City, New Jersey, where I just happen to be visiting right now, but I live in Delray Beach, Florida.
Delray Beach, beautiful there in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
But you're there in Atlantic City because, you know, there's some kinds of fun you can't have in South Florida.
Well, I used to live here before, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I played poker for a living for a few years, and this was my place of work.
Really? How did that go?
It went well, but, you know, they say it's a tough way to make an easy living.
Right.
But now you can play online on the internet, so I still play a lot of poker, but I played at home on my computer.
I see. So, but that doesn't give you that whole sort of ambiance of the smoke-filled room and the...
Yeah, but you don't have to get dressed.
That's
right.
True.
Right.
Good point. Jim, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
My legs find this flight quite demanding. I'm upright through takeoff and landing. Please don't step on my feet and these budget non-seats. They saved space by just leaving us
standing.
Right, very good. Standing. We were stoic when they took our food. Though our necks ached, we did not complain when they seized our pillows. And now they come for our seats. Airbus has been tossing around the idea of having a standing room only option for some short flights in Asia,
in
which passengers would be propped against a padded backboard and strapped in during the flight. Next up, handles on the side of the plane.
How about treadmills? Those reading lights don't power themselves.
And I'm absolutely terrified that sooner or later one of my children is going to be classified as carry-on luggage. Can she fit in the overhead? Yeah, I think we got it. Yep, there we go. Good, good. You got to get under the seat.
Closing door.
Yeah, exactly. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
To be winemakers, athletes are spurred. From their character, taste is inferred. While it does not take flight, it's not bad for a white. It's the wine label of Larry.
Bird.
Right. We know what you think when you think of former NBA great Larry Bird. You think he'd go well with poultry or fish.
Sure.
And thus, he has partnered with a California winery to bring out a line of fine wines called Legends. It was a beautiful thing as every smart aleck on the planet simultaneously rose up to make the joke that his Chardonnay was, quote, not bad for a white. We're going to credit DJ Gallo of ESPN.com only because we saw it there first.
And I'll tell you what, I never thought there'd be a more oxymoronic basketball phrase than Utah Jazz.
Yes.
Larry Bird wine is right up there.
Yes. All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
If it's leaky, it might appear smelly, but it jiggles like someone's dear jelly. Be proud of this gut. Yes, strap it and strut. It's filled with good suds, this.
Belly? Beer belly.
Beer belly, yes. Hey, downscale alcoholics. Frustrated that there are still some public places you're not allowed to have a drink? Well, if you got any cash you haven't spent on night train in old Milwaukee, there's the beer belly. To quote the website selling it, it's a removable spare tire that also serves as a stealth beverage. In other words, it's a blubbery-looking bladder for beer that you strap onto your stomach with a straw that comes out at the top of your shirt. It's the perfect gift for the guy who's rapidly running out of friends to give him gifts.
Wow.
You can see a picture of this fine device on our website, waitwait.npr.org.
Are we giving away NPR versions of this? Where it, like, has Chardonnay or something?
Yes, exactly.
Lattes?
Carl, how did Jim do in our quiz?
Jim had a perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Jim, you win our prize.
Well, I'm very excited. I listen to the show every week, and I look forward to composing my message.
Can we say Jim went all in?
You can say that.
Jim, you went all in.
You went all in, Jim.
And I won.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.